It is a Mayo Monday, and there is one place this morning where you can hear Gerard Mayo at 9, and that is right here. And we will talk with the head coach of the New England Patriots at 9 on this morning's show about the NFL starting debut of Drake May yesterday. We will also talk to Boomer Esiason at 8 on this morning's Patriots Monday show. And before that, we will get to They Said It, coming up in just about 10 or 15 minutes or so, right after 7, and certainly discuss C.J. Stroud's thoughts on how Drake May looked in his debut here at Gillette Stadium yesterday. But we have some leads left this morning, including Courtney's. Courtney and I, same topic apparently for leads. Great minds think alike. Mm-hmm. You have something on Dak Prescott.
Yeah, and thank you. Good morning, everybody. And I hate to go back to Friday's show, but there was a pretty lively debate considering who would you rather, Dak Prescott or Brock Purdy? And I doubled down on Brock Purdy being the guy that I would go to when he said I was crazy. Just going back to yesterday's game, 47-9 loss at home for the Cowboys. Dak Prescott completed 17 of 33 passes, 178 yards, and 2 interceptions.
Is that just Courtney's mic, or is it me who keeps?
No, I can hear it in mine as well.
Right.
Maybe Greg did this so that he could keep the lead.
No, we have completely different lead thoughts on that. Hold on, we got Maddie taking a look at. Oh, this is the solution. Unplug it and then plug it back in again. That's or tighten it up.
There you go. Control-Alt-Delete.
Try that now.
I rest my case. Dak Prescott, not the guy this season. Brock Purdy, 1,000,000% would take him.
No. All right. Yeah. Why don't you take this? Here, you can maybe we could try this headset and this microphone. I will, Shyam, I'm looking for a little something extra in my paycheck for being a producer, an engineer, and a talent.
You got it. I'll run it up the flagpole, Greg.
I can't hear anything in this one.
You're fine. Talk. Yeah, try that one.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. Dak Prescott, I would take 1,000,000% over Brock Purdy, and I stick by that. And I'm so happy that Dak Prescott showed what he was in yesterday's game.
Well, I think that's because of the coach. If you put
I thought that a good quarterback's supposed to elevate the team.
I'm saying if you put your boy Brock Purdy with Mike McCarthy, who's a buffoon, he'd probably look the same. And if you put Dak with Kyle Shanahan, it's just McCarthy is such a buffoon.
Mm. He's not going to be there next year, right?
No, there's no
way. How he's still there now.
Well, like, Jerry Jones is saying that he's not parting ways with him.
Well, it's his contract's up at the end of the year.
But he said, he's like, I want to reiterate this. He was doubling down on that he is not going to get rid of Mike.
Well, I would just if he said that to me, I'd say then why is he under contract only for another 10 years?
Yeah,
games?
Why not give him an extension?
I don't think if Mike McCarthy's back next year, will be people storming Jerry World in Dallas.
Yeah.
People will lose their
minds. They're going to set that place on fire.
All right. Thank you very much, Courtney. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. Shyam, you asked, and so I shall oblige, my young fellow man. Week one, first start, 17 of 24, 184 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 93 quarterback rating, and a loss to Tampa Bay. That's Jaden Daniels. Week one, 14 of 29, 93 yards, 0 tugs, 0 INTs, 55 QB rating, and that was Caleb Williams. Those were what the other two guys looked like in their first start of their NFL career. Excuse me. Difference is, though, they all got full training camps, 100% of the reps in training camp, leading up into the season, knew what the expectations were for themselves. Drake May was
had an offensive line that has been relatively contiguous.
But, yeah, even though because I've said the offensive line for Washington and Chicago hasn't been great.
It said it's very similar to the Patriots.
But the difference is that when you get all those reps in training camp and then you get all those reps in practice leading into the week, you're going to at least feel a different type of way as a starting quarterback or any position where, okay, they have confidence in me versus you get thrown in, you're getting 30% of the reps. Now you got to wait for this guy to potentially play bad enough for them to make a quarterback change. Even Drake May said, I was starstruck when I heard that I was going to be the starting quarterback. And he basically only had this short time to prepare, went out there. Yes, are there mistakes? Are there nervous jitters? probably going to be. You're playing against a very good Houston Texans team. So I give him a lot of credit. And so when I look at what he was able to do, knowing the situation that he was in, I would have loved to seen what he looked like if he got all the reps, all knew that he was the guy from day one, and where he would be right now in his NFL career as the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots if he had played, what was yesterday, game six?
Yep.
So if he would have had five games underneath his belt. Not saying they beat the Texans. Don't get it twisted. But you are probably, because you saw it from the first half to the second half,
yep,
of how he kind of evolved and got a little bit more comfortable, made, you know, a little bit less mistakes, took a little bit more risk in making some of the throws. And Matt Ryan said it, for all those guys, those other former NFL players who go sit him, sit him, sit him, Matty Ice said playing is the best experience that you can get. And, you know, it looks like if continuing to get that, he'll be headed in the right direction.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
On the topic of Dak Prescott, he was very upset this week because of the national media attention on what he is doing with his property. So he bought a piece of land that has a $3 million mansion.
Seen
on it.
This.
And he demolished the $3 million mansion.
Knocked it down.
And he's building a mansion that fits his needs and his desires. Apparently the $3 million place.
Trash.
That dump was not good enough.
No.
Some have been in the media, have been focused on it. They've been flying drones over it. Some are suggesting that in this economy, that, you know, what a waste of money and what a waste of effort.
In this economy?
Good point, Courtney.
Here is Drake, is Dak talking about that last week.
I think it's crazy the coverage that it got, being frank, you know, trying to keep my personal life, build a home or a place or have a property that, you know, I'm about to raise a daughter and a family there that I truly don't appreciate the drones, the extra videos, and honestly, the conversation of it. I'm super blessed to be able to at this point build what I want. So enough said.
All right. Security risk.
It's America. I mean, can we leave Dak alone?
I don't get it.
That's too much. Drones and stuff like that.
He's
when you
worked
have a family.
Hard for his money. Yeah. I mean, if he wants to knock a place down and put a new one up, then who cares?
Isn't somebody knocking down a $19 million mansion in Nantucket?
He's right next to you.
We talked about that during the news.
And he's creating jobs. Those people that are going to go out there and knock it down and rebuild a new home.
I just find it so weird that athletes and what they earn and what they do and how they spend it is so much more of a national story than any other celebrity. Like, if Tom Cruise builds a mansion, nobody's flipping out about it.
Right.
Because he's an actor. But because we can't, speaking for myself, I couldn't see myself as an actor winning an Oscar, but everybody plays football in their backyard. Yeah. So they have this, like, odd sort of just judgment and resentment towards athletes spending money that they don't do for anybody else.
Right.
People are so weird because
You don't see him complaining about the OnlyFans content creators they're making.
No. Well, you know what's crazy? Somebody had this on social media and it had me thinking because they said they did it with the your boy for the longshoreman. People were all upset that the guy lived in a nice house, drove a Bentley, and were like criticizing him for him trying to get union workers more money. And they're like, oh, look where he lives. They're like, the guy is...
Well, he does have a very nice place.
But he's probably very high on the list.
Yeah.
And like people are complaining. Like they're basically saying, because you're a longshoreman foreman or whatever his title is.
Well, he's the head of the union.
Because you're the head of the union.
George Foreman made a grill. You should be living
on a lower level.
Right.
Like if you're living on a high level as the head of the union, that's wrong. But millionaires can live the way that they want to live and nobody complaining, which is so stupid.
All right. Well, those are our leads. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday, and we will talk to Gerard Mayo, looking like closer to 9:20 this morning than 9. So Gerard Mayo at 9, Boomer Esiason at 8. And what C.J. Stroud thought of Drake May yesterday, coming up next when we get to They Said It.